Blog Talk Radio.
Jake from State Farm.
What's good?
Oh, Patrick?
Nah, fam. Just your typical sneakerhead working here for the employee discount. But speaking of deals, I heard regular guys like me are getting the Patrick price. That can't be real, right?
Listen, State Farm offers rates that fit any budget. Even yours, typical sneakerhead.
Wow. Just anyone now?
Yeah.
Man, these just sold out then.
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or click to get a quote today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. Yes, this is a product of Beverly Nation. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in, guys, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, I've got a really amazing, incredible, up-and-coming superstar guest tonight. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I'm going to tell you what she's known as. She's known as Canada's country music sweetheart. Jalen Slate, say hello to everyone.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you all tonight.
Sweetie, you know, tell everyone, first of all, your age.
So I'm only 22 years old, so I'm just a baby, but I'm definitely known as an old soul. And off of the music that I was raised from and the songs that I sing, I definitely was born in the wrong era, but I love what I do.
So I always say I was born too late. Isn't that funny? I love oldies, Elvis, doo-wop, you know that. And here you are. You're very, very mature for your age, first of all. Your voice is off the charts. You have, you know, like the first 20, 25 minutes that it's all about you, because this is Talk Show Radio, so we're going to take callers after that. Tell everyone your story, how you started out, your award, right? Everything that's going on in your life.
Absolutely. So I will first start with the award, because it just happened 2 weeks ago. I was nominated at the Red Carpet Awards show in Holland, and actually just won Best Song of the Year for my single, The Drink. So that award is in the mail, and it's on its way to me. Unfortunately, I could not be there in person due to COVID and everything that's going on, but it is still a complete honor, and it's a big, exciting news that I can't wait to share with everyone.
So
in regards to my...
No, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say in regards to my career, I'm going to talk a lot this evening about my Nana, because she is the one who started off my musical journey, and she's the reason why I do what I do. So I'm excited to include her this evening with all of us.
Great. So I want to correct something that I said. I mentioned Talk Show. That was something we used to be on. We are on Blog Talk Radio now, which I absolutely love. So, you know, when I first met you, I've interviewed you a few times, and when I first met you, I thought, you know, how on earth did this young lady get this incredible voice, music ability? When did you start singing?
So I started singing when I was just 4 years old. And, you know, back then when I was just a child, it was nursery rhymes. And my Nana is the one who used to sing with me all the time. You know, we would sing Wheels on the Bus or Twinkle Twinkle or ABCs, and she knew at a young age that I absolutely loved music. And as I got older, her and I would go through different genres of music and different artists. So she introduced me to the classic country artists like Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, and I absolutely fell in love with them, and I wanted to be just like them. So I remember sleeping at my Nana's house almost every single weekend. And every weekend we would put on a concert, and she would introduce me to a new artist and show me a whole bunch of their songs, and I would start to learn them. And I knew that singing was the thing I wanted to do most, and it made me the happiest, and I love that I got to share it with my Nana.
It's amazing. Guys, come on, call in. We are on air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Please press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Yes. So, you know, tell us some of the singers that you grew up listening to that were an inspiration to you.
So the main singer that was definitely had the biggest influence on me was Johnny Cash. And I love Johnny Cash for a few reasons. One, he was a rebel. Some would call him actually a badass. And I found that to be my personality in some ways. And I loved John because he was so simple. There was nothing complex. He didn't try to write about stuff he didn't know. He just wrote a story, and people could relate to the story, and it wasn't always a positive thing. You know, he wrote about jail and women and drugs and drinking and all of those things that we go through, dark times and good times. And, you know, he impacted me and made me feel things that no one else did, and I knew that's what I wanted to do with my music and my song. So I remember when I was just in elementary school, I think I was 12 years old, and I volunteered at a senior's home. And every Thursday, they did a social hour. So we'd bring all the seniors down to the rec room, and they'd have someone playing on the guitar a bunch of old classic songs. And every single week, the most played artist was Johnny Cash. And, I mean, I knew right then and there that I definitely chose a good artist. And my Nana, too, she was a bit of a rebel. And she always told me, you can't have any fun if you don't break the rules, which my mom didn't like very much. And she is listening tonight, so she's going to be laughing at that one. But definitely Johnny Cash. I love Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, she's a queen of country, and she doesn't take no for an answer, and she's in your face, and she's, this is who I am, you like me or you don't. And I find that to be me as well. So those two are definitely the most influential in my life.
Okay. So let me ask you something. What were the songs that you grew up listening to? What, name a couple songs that you absolutely love that maybe inspired you, even with your songwriting.
Definitely Folsom Prison Blues. You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man. Crazy. Coal Miner's Daughter. Coat of Many Colors. That's a big one for me because that one is taught a very, very good lesson. And it doesn't matter the type of clothes you wear, how much money you have, the type of car you drive, none of that matters, and it's who you have in your life that matters, and I've been very blessed.
Beautiful. You know, before we continue, tell everyone how they can reach out to you, because I want to get that out of the way.
Absolutely. So I am on all types of social media. If you look up Shaylin's Music Official on Facebook, Instagram, I actually just got TikTok. I'm learning how to use that one, so that's fun, and my website as well, www.shaylinmusic.com. And I answer my own messages, so please feel free. Tell me where you're from. Tell me a song you want to hear. Say hello. I'd love to meet all of you.
Beautiful. Sweetie, are you on speakerphone?
I am not, no.
Okay, because you're fading in and out a little bit. I just want to make sure that we get the best quality with you. That's all.
All right.
Okay, so... All right, so now let me ask you this. You're so young, and to mention all these songs and these artists crack me up, okay? I mean, like, you know, Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn, I mean, it's endless. So what did you think about Elvis?
Okay, so Elvis, I don't know if this sounds any better. I did go to a more condensed space. But Elvis Presley, my Aunt Jen and I don't know if she's listening.
Sweetie,
to me, but...
one second. Wait, one second. I hate to interrupt you. It's getting a little worse, though.
All right. I'm not too sure
You're in Canada, right?
Correct, yes.
Oh, that sounds good. That just sounded
right
really
there?
Good.
All right, we'll see right
that.
Here. With Elvis Presley... and Johnny Cash, my Aunt Jen and I think she's listening tonight, but her and I always had a little dispute because she loved Elvis and I loved Johnny Cash. And, you know, those two hung out a lot. They got into some trouble together. They've had some fun together. And I love Elvis Presley. I love what he does. There will never be another Elvis, but I'm more of a John girl, unfortunately. And I know how much you love him. And... you know, and he's great. He truly is. His outfits, his dance moves, his voice, like, I mean, gosh, girls went crazy over him. And I wish I could have got to see him perform live. I'm definitely more towards Johnny Cash, though.
Yep, but at least you loved Elvis. That's all I needed to hear, girlfriend.
I do.
So tell me when you started writing songs. How old were you?
Oh, gosh. I would say I was about 12 to 13 years old. My Nana bought me my first guitar when I was 14. And I taught myself how to play guitar. So I would just pick it up and play some chords, and then I would start humming, and I would start putting, you know, tunes together and chords together, and then I would just start writing. And I never, ever forced writing. I didn't sit down and say, okay, from 8 to 10, it's going to be writing time, because then it's not natural. It's not a story. It's forced. And for me, writing has to come from your heart, especially in country music. So I actually have a song at which I'll talk about later, Nana's Little Girl. And it's the very first original song that I wrote. And I was missing my Nana. It was near Christmas time. It was my first Christmas without her. And it broke my heart. And she always slept at my house Christmas Eve. And she wasn't going to be there this time. And I just went in my room and I had a meltdown, and out came Nana's Little Girl. And in 20 minutes, I had my very first song, which went on my very first album. So it was pretty cool stuff.
It's amazing. How many songs have you written, approximately?
Oh, gosh. I would say between 80 and 100 so far.
That's
and
amazing.
I actually did a lot of writing during COVID because, you know, we couldn't perform. So I had all this time on my hands, and I came up with some new material that I was supposed to release for the fall, but because of all the lockdowns, I had to put that on hold. So they will be coming out next year, which you're all going to make sure you listen to. I will have my whole album full of all original songs that I've been working on. So I'm super excited about that.
That's very cool. So what else do you see happening with you?
Hopefully lots. I would love to go back to Nashville. I don't know if any of you have been to Nashville, but I got to play some of the biggest stages in Nashville that some of the greats played at. Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, they've all played Tootsie's. And I got to play Tootsie's a few years back, right before the pandemic. I got to play Honky Tonk Central and Kid Rock. So the three main bars down there you're going to want to visit. But for me, I have a song coming out called Faded Blue Jeans, and I list a couple of places that I'd like to play. One of them is the Calgary Stampede. One of them is Times Square in New York. And then the other one is the Grand Ole Opry. So those are goals that I'm working towards. And so far, so good. And I've been very blessed for everything I've done and everything I'm about to do. And I couldn't do without all my fans. So I want to, again, thank you all for tuning in and listening today.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So let me ask you something about your latest album, right?
Yeah.
How many songs on that did you write? Did you write all of them?
I did. I wrote every single one. Like, I love to co-write. I really do love to do that. But
okay.
Again, because of the pandemic, we couldn't connect with people. And I thought about doing it on Zoom or on Skype, but I'm more of a hands-on in person. And I wanted to make sure that it was right. So I just connected with myself and I turned off the world and I just wrote. I finally had time to write. I wasn't touring. I wasn't traveling. And I'm very proud of the material I have to release. And there's some sad songs. There's some happy songs. And I'm so excited to share them with everyone. So they'll be coming out real soon.
What's the name of the album? Are you able to tell us that?
I'm not going to tell you that because
okay.
I'm going to give it away because there's a theme. There is a theme
oh.
to it, but it's all country themed. So it's kind of about
gotcha.
Being a country girl. So I don't want to give it away too much, so I will pass on that, but I don't mind answering questions about some of the songs that are on the album.
Okay. So, well, you can tell us about some of the songs. Whatever you feel that you can tell us, we'd love to hear.
Absolutely. So I have written a fishing song, and that's actually a memory of my uncle. Him and I went out fishing one day and had absolutely no damn luck. And so it's a fun little story because everyone has been there, and I've been out fishing actually this year, and I've had lots of luck. I've caught many fish, and I went with one of my other uncles, and he hasn't caught a dang thing. So I think that's going to be his theme song soon. But so I have a fishing song on there. I have a song I'm super excited about. It's a true story. It happened to my mom and I. It's called Stuck in the Ditch. And you guessed it. That's exactly what happened. We got stuck. So that one's on there. And again, we were in the country, just going for a country drive, and it didn't turn out too well. And then, of course, the Faded Blue Jeans song I talked about, it's kind of like Coat of Many Colors. Like, it doesn't matter what you have or where you end up, but who you have. And it's about traveling and things that I like to do. And then a surprise song came on there. My brother actually proposed to his girlfriend this summer, and it was a huge deal, and I surprised him with a song called She Said Yes. So that's going to be like a bonus track on there. Not that it has to really do with the country theme, but I definitely want to get it out there because it's a beautiful song, and anyone who's found true love can relate to this song. So I'm excited to do that one for them.
So beautiful. So you know what? I think we need to bring a track on. So our Hall of Fame DJ Olasky, our honeybee, hit us with one of her songs.
When I was a little girl, 4 years old, my nana saved me with all her heart and soul. Sit on a levee, I sing alone, and clap my hands after every song that she said. Remember, you will always be Nana's little girl. When I grew up to be 10 years old, sleep over at Nana's, making music all night long. I sang to her as the hours flew by. She said, believe in yourself and never be afraid to fly. Yeah, remember, you will always be Nana's little girl. Bought my first guitar. She said, follow your dreams and shoot for the stars. And I would play her favorite song, and she would dance while she'd sing along. And she said, remember, you will always be Nana's little girl. She broke the news. I'll always watch you just from me, a different view. And I'll be in the sky while you're on the ground, but just keep singing and making everyone proud. And remember, you will always be Nana's little girl. She refuse to love, and I'll say remember, I will always be your little girl. Oh, remember, I will always be Nana's little girl.
I'm giving you a standing ovation. That song is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. That's the reason why I do what I do. And every time I hear that song, it's bittersweet. Part of me gets upset, but part of me has the biggest smile on my face because my Nana's my everything, and I'm glad I could honor her with that song.
Well, you certainly did. That song is so beautiful because it resonates with so many people. It's your story. But, even I listen to it and think about my Nana. You know what I mean? So it makes everyone bitter. They have happy tears, sad tears, but everyone can resonate. So absolutely beautiful, sweetheart.
Thank you. No, I mean, if anyone has lost anyone dear to their heart, then they'll know what that song's about. And again, this song was not meant for radio. It was not meant to go on an album. It was just a story that I wanted to share with my Nana, and it has helped so many people, and it's
yes.
real sweet when someone listens to it and they're a Nana themselves. For me, that's very heartfelt because they have grandchildren and they know what that relationship's like.
You're right. You know, sweetheart, we have a caller in queue, so let's take our first caller.
All right.
Hello, caller. Caller, are you there?
All right, caller, you press one. That means you want to come on and say something. All right.
Hello.
We'll move on. Okay. We'll go to the second caller right now. Caller number two,
okay.
You're on the line right now with Jay Petito.
Hello. Hi, who's calling?
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. I actually know Shay. I used to work with her. So I'm very glad to be able to be on this call with her.
Oh, my gosh, Heather,
Shay,
how are you? Thank you so much for joining us. This is awesome.
Hi. Hi, honey. How are you?
So cool. I'm good. Thank you. No, Heather and I, we do go way back, and she's known me, and she's came to see me perform many times, and she's watched me grow. So, Heather, this is real sweet that you joined us tonight.
No problem. I wouldn't miss it, honey. I remember Shay actually, we used to work together and we did an overnight shift once. And she always told me she sang and everything, and I never really heard her sing because, believe it or not, she was kind of shy about singing kind of in public just at a workplace or whatever, which is funny to hear now that you're live. But we were working in separate aisles and she just started humming. And I remember I stopped what I was doing and I literally walked around the aisle and just looked at her and I had tears in my eyes because I couldn't believe how beautiful she sounded. And she sang to me the whole night. It was the most remarkable experience ever. It was like a private concert.
So I
remember that.
I have a question. You saw her singing live in a concert. Have you seen that?
I actually got the pleasure of seeing her at a small little pub down where we live.
Gotcha.
And she was doing just a little show there, and I got to see her live there, which was quite – it was just quaint and intimate and just amazing. So it was great to see her there. Unfortunately, I did miss her really big concert in Hamilton, but I did send my mother-in-law and my aunt to go because I was out of town. So I sent them to go, and they raved about her performance, which
I bet.
You know, she's an amazing performer. So.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling in.
Yes, Heather,
thank you so much.
And those are real sweet memories that have been a part of my musical career. So thank you for being on this journey with me.
And no problem, honey. The one thing I wanted to quickly say is, it's so funny you brought up your Nan, because I was thinking of her when you were doing all this. And the one thing I wanted to say is there's something, if you could say anything to your Nan right now about how amazing your career has been thus far, what would you say to her about it?
Wow, that's an intense question, and it's actually cheer-worthy. And I think the only thing I would say to her is thank you. because my that's it. I think sometimes less is more, and I wouldn't go on a huge speech or ramble to her. I would just look her in the eye and say thank you.
I love it.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Love you, girl.
Wow. Thank
awesome.
You, sweetheart.
Thank you. Love
wow.
you. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Beautiful. Thank you for calling in. We have another caller, so let's take our next caller.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Hi,
you,
sweetheart.
Jared,
hello.
How are you? Tell everyone your name.
Yes, this is Jared Thomas with a little tea time calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. How are you and your wonderful guest, Ashley, tonight?
Oh, I'm wonderful because, I mean, you heard her voice, right?
Yes, I did, and she's a very great and very beautiful singer. She does definitely have an old soul, and I do have an old soul also, so I can relate. But, Jerry, I wanted to congratulate you on your International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee and lifetime achiever, Jerry Petito, on her 51st ONE syndicated station, Connection Record, third all-time in the ONE Hall of Champions. So congratulations, Jerry.
Listen, don't go
Absolutely.
Anywhere, sweetheart. Okay? Don't go anywhere. First of all, you're going to tell everyone who you are and about your great show. But, Jalen, do you know what just happened here, sweetheart? We just broke a record, you and I together.
No
okay?
way.
We just broke a record. Okay, listenership. So I'll be getting the info to you later on, but tell everyone when your show is, sweetheart.
So
yes, I will, and I'm sorry.
Yep. Go ahead, sweetie. Tell everyone when your show is.
All yes. right. So my big show
wait,
is coming up.
No. Jalen, wait, not you. Our caller.
Jared Thomas, are you still there? Yeah, I am still here. And Shaylin, I am so sorry. I messed up your name.
Oh, there we go. No, you were off air there. I did not hear you. I thought you left us. I'm glad you're still here with us.
Okay. So, Shaylin, it is very great to be talking to you tonight also. And congratulations on all of your success in your music, darling. You are doing a fantastic job. And I just wanted to say that before I just went into my spiel. My next show is October the 5th, and you guys should definitely tune in. It's going to be a really great show. Definitely want to have you guys call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jared the Gifted One Thomas. And can you say your name for me again, darling, because I don't want to mess it up again.
Absolutely. So Shaylin.
Okay, Shaylin. It has been such a pleasure to meet you tonight, Queen Sister. Darling, you keep doing what you're doing with your music, and I wish you all the best. And
thank you
for having
very
me on
much.
Tonight, Jane.
I love you. Thank you, sweetheart. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Wow.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, how about that, girl?
So awesome. So cool. I love it.
You're so cute. You know what I was thinking? So let me see if we have another caller. If we have another caller, we'll take one, and then we'll play the track, or we could play the track now, whatever DJ Olasky would prefer.
Listen, you do have a lot of callers tonight. And the next caller
okay.
on the line to talk to Shaylin right here on the Dynasty, as well as Jared Petito, speak up right now.
Hello?
Okay, I think a lot of people, they don't know when they press 1, okay. that means they're supposed to come on and speak. So that's fine. We're going to get these callers on. The next caller. Caller, you're now with Shaylin and Jerry Petito.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
Shaylin?
If that is the Michelle I'm thinking of, this is a really, very cool moment for me. Mom, is that you?
Oh, it is.
Mom, Michelle.
Yes, a real cool thing for all the listeners out there. My mom has actually been on air with me when I've talked to Jerry before on some of our other other calls. So this is really cool. And I just want to say to everyone out there to hug the hell out of your mom, because she is your biggest fan. I'm glad Dad's not listening right now. She is your biggest fan. Oh, shoot. But this is getting worse and worse.
Hi, Dad.
But,
hi, Shaylin. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi, Dad.
So special. But, I mean, I'm very fortunate, and I just want to take a minute to thank my parents, Mom and Dad, for all of your support, your love, for driving me to shows. My dad's my roadie. He helps me set up. He's my sound man. And my mom, she runs my merch table. You know, she's always, they're pushing me. They love me. They support me. And I just want the world to know my mom and dad, Mike and Michelle, we call them M&Ms. And I just love you both. And thank you for all that you do.
Oh, it's our pleasure, my love.
So, Jerry, how are you?
I want to say something to mom and dad real quick before we play your next song. I want to say that I love your daughter.
Thank you. The feeling's mutual.
Oh, my
gosh,
I love your daughter.
I have a question. I have a question for Shaylin to answer for her fans.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, Shaylin, if anybody in the world, if you got to be able to do a duet with someone, who would you want to do the duet with and why?
Oh, man, do they have to be living or...
Oh.
Well, I would say yes. Right now, you'd be able to do a duet. So somebody
okay,
living.
This is a hard one. This is a hard one for me because I absolutely love, like I mentioned, Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton. But if I had to choose one right now, I think I would choose Garth Brooks. And the reason why I would choose Garth Brooks, because my Nana and I shared a song by him called The Dance. And that song has been very impactful in my life. And like I said, when I write music, I like to put the story in there. So in my song, Nana's Little Girl, I say that we would dance and sing along. But that dance is actually from Garth Brooks, and this is the first time I'm ever shared that with anyone. So I would do Garth Brooks, and that would be for
amazing.
My Nana.
Amazing.
I hope that you get to do that someday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Yes, amazing. So, Shaylin, you know what I was thinking? We're going to play your next song, The Drink, right? That's what it's called, The
Absolutely.
Drink. But before we do, quickly tell everyone a little something about that, because you don't even drink.
So I didn't, and I'll tell everyone that I still don't. But when I wrote this song, I was only 17 years old. And obviously now I'm 22. So it's funny because when I wrote it, I was not legally allowed to drink. But it was really cool because my mom and I were swimming in our pool, and she just finished her beer. And I'm like, wow, Mom, like, geez, you just had the drink. And it clicked. And I knew right then and there I was going to write a song. And I just started humming, which you'll hear it. And I started humming, and I asked my mom, like, what are different types of alcohol? And so she's naming, you know, Fireball and Bailey's and Tennessee whiskey. And I was influenced by my parents because they're soulmates, and they've been in love almost 30 years. They've been married, and it's a real beautiful thing. So I wanted to write a song called The Drink, and it's about how you can go through your whole life trying different drinks and dating different people. But when you find your soulmate and you finally marry that person, that's the drink you'll choose every time. So it's actually inspired by my parents. It is a drinking song, but it's also a love song. And it just won Best Song of the Year in Holland.
Yes, now we can play it. Let's do it. DJ Alaska.
Taste of tequila, straight out the bottle, sip the scotch, on the road, baby, you make me wrong, get drunk off you, all night long, cause I wait. tonic and gin. And your ass creamy has a drop of Bailey's. Can't get enough of your bad boy.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Amazing. I love that song so much. The first time I ever heard it, I cracked up when you told me what made you write it. Okay? And I was like, that is so cool. So I look at it, because I don't drink. So I look at it when I hear that song, I don't even hear, like, really about a drink. I hear about, like, your mate is your drink.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
What you were saying.
You got it.
Yes. So I just love it. You are a superstar, girl.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I wanted you to tell everyone what that song was about before we played it, because so that as they're listening, they could really understand it.
Absolutely. And most people, honestly, Jerry, they don't get that. Like, they just hear, you know, typical country songs, trucks and dogs and beer. But it's honestly, there's a story behind it, and I always like to explain it. And they go, oh, my God, I didn't even hear that. And then they listen to it again with a different mindset. So it's real cool.
So I want to share a little tiny story with your parents and everyone listening before we take our next caller.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound really weird, okay? What made me really fall in love with you was from the very beginning when I did ads for you. And you told
yeah.
me they were wrong. You didn't appreciate them. Could I please change them? That didn't get me upset. That I laughed and giggled and said, she's going to be a star. Like, she is going to be a star. She didn't just accept the ad I did, which I appreciated. Respected you for that. And, like, soon after that, I gave you dates for every one of my networks. I was like, I got to have her.
No,
all
you
right?
did.
So
and
never,
I think
never
I
lose that.
No, I won't. And I think, you know, especially being in the music industry, you have to make sure people – you got to know what you want. And if you don't know what you
right.
want, then you're not going to be successful. But as long as you can do it with class and respect, then that's all that matters. And
you
and
did.
It's nothing – no, and I, of course, and it was nothing against you. It's just I had an image, and that's what I wanted to show the world. And
right.
My Nana, she always said, like, you know, don't take no for an answer, and who gives a rat's ass? And so she taught me those
it.
Two things, and that's where I got it from.
Oh, my gosh. I'm the same person. So I loved it. Coming from this young lady, I was like, this is cool. She's cool. All right? She's a superstar. So Mom and Dad, great job. Nana, great job. So I think we have another caller. Let's take our caller.
All right.
Hello, caller.
All right. We'll go to the next caller at this time. I think what it is, a lot of people are pressing one, Jerry and Shaylin, and they're just enjoying the show. So we have another caller coming on. Caller, you're on right now with Jerry Bettino.
Here we go.
Yo, what's going
Hello?
On? How you doing tonight?
How you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
Tell
your boy,
everyone who you
are. And it's your boy, Linwood Meachy, a.k.a. Young Don Truth in the building,
yeah,
representing,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying, ONE Network. How you doing, Ms. J?
I'm doing wonderful. I love hearing your voice. You're my boy.
I
love hearing
I already
your
know.
Voice,
you know I had to come through. You know I had to come through and support you tonight.
Aw. Say hello to Shaylin.
What's going on?
Hello. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yep, I can
yeah,
hear
you.
We hear you.
Are you
still there?
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, man. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing all right.
I'm doing
Tell
good
everyone
too, man.
Who you are.
I'm Linwood Meachy, rocking with the best, O&E Network, Damon Network, you know what I'm saying? I'm the freestyle artist of the century, the rap poet of the century, the whatever you want to call it regarding the rap music, poetry, anything influential on that point, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? Let me throw this out here right now. Y'all can get at me. Matter of fact, y'all can text Don True, D-O-877-279-0591, and get my song, my new hit song, Oh My. It's on the radio right now. It's on the records. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and support your boy. And you know what I'm saying? I'm getting down with this Damon Network shit. Excuse my language. I'm sorry, Miss Jerry, but you know.
I love it.
I'm sorry. But I'm getting down, you know what I'm saying? Things is popping. How you doing tonight, man? I'm calling in to show support to you, man. You know I love you.
I love you too. So, Shaylin, I want to tell you a little bit about him. So, I call them my boys, okay? They do hip-hop and all that stuff, right? So, I'll call in and I'll text the producer and I'll say, listen, you know, I'm too old for that hip-hop stuff, but I need to support my boys. I got to say hi to them. I love them. So he'll say, all right, dial in 5 minutes. I'll let you right on. And then I get on and I'm like, hello, boys. It's me, baby, you know. I love these
awesome.
Guys. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, you awesome. You know what I'm saying? I had to call some support for the show tonight. You've always been a supporter of me, and you've always been here for me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love you for that. And
I love you too.
You got it. You know what I'm saying? You doing your thing. I'm loving the show. I'm enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? If what's the topic? What you want me to speak on? You got any questions for me? Anything like that? I got you.
Well, this tonight is all about Shaylin. Shaylin is considered Canada's country music sweetheart, and she's an award-winning artist already. She's only in her 20s.
Okay.
She's written about 80 songs, and we just played two of them, and she is amazing. Yep, she's amazing. So it's not like question and answer or topic. So what'd you think of her song then?
The songs are good, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I listen to all music. You know, it's not just rap.
Good.
I do rap. That's my genre.
Yes.
You know, I do rap.
Yep.
But I listen to all music. I listen to rock, hip-hop, R&B, soul, country, whatever. I listen to all music because that's my job as an artist is to know what's
Beautiful.
Going on in the music industry and to know what's going on with the music that's
Beautiful.
Around me. So, you know what I'm saying? Big love
Beautiful.
To your music. I love your music. I actually, to be honest with you, 100, I actually want to, like, feature on the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do country myself, but I actually want to do, like feature on a country song. And because
wow.
at the end of the day, you know, we have black country singers, we have white country singers, and it don't matter what it is or who you are
right.
that is that's doing the music.
Right.
It all that matters is the music that you're making. You know what I'm saying?
I
and
love
who it,
it
touches and who is in it, who it inspires. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
So you
Amazing.
Know, I'm with the country. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but a struggle. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but it explains the struggles of a different race of people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm with that. But I actually want to do, like, get on the country beat, get on the country song, get on the guitar, what is it called? Acoustic. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Do something, you know what I'm saying? So, you
Beautiful.
Know, if we could collab on something, that's cool with me. You know,
Absolutely.
If we could collab on something, we can get out there, do it. Like, I'm one of the best artists you will ever hear. And I ain't just saying this to toot my own horn. Big O, Jerry, they'll tell you.
I love him.
I'm like about the hottest thing out here popping right now.
I love him, baby. Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that over the drink for sure.
I love it.
Say that.
Ursula, thank you for calling in. You know I love you. You're my boy. Yay. That was great.
No problem.
You know, I just
love you too.
I just want to say one more thing about him. It's so funny. Like, I'll call in and I'll listen to the hip-hop, you know, in their language and this and that. And as soon as I say hello, they're just real respectful and sweet, and I love them for that. So there you go. How to say it.
Nice.
So I think we have another caller.
Awesome.
Yes.
Actually, you have a chat tonight, and this chat is from Beth Ann, and she's calling in from Henning, Tennessee. And she says, the way you sound American. Well, welcome to, you know, to the United States. Do your thing. We love Canada. And she says, you know, all about. You know, she put that in there, all about, you know, because they use out and about, you know, they talk a little different
about.
In Canada.
that's so awesome.
Beth Ann.
That's so awesome, Beth Ann. Thanks so much for writing in. It's funny because when I performed down in Nashville, you seem to pick up the accent. And, you know, you find yourself y'all talking like that. And people ask me sometimes, like, Shaylin, are you from you know, Tennessee or down in Nashville? And I'm not, but you definitely pick it up. So that's real cool. And I hope Beth and I get to catch you at a show down there real soon.
Yes, and Henning, Tennessee is where my family's from. Also, it's the home of Alex Haley, who wrote Roots. And it's only about 36 miles east of Memphis. So thank you, Beth Ann. And then our next caller right here on the Dynasty. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? It's your true friend, Willa God.
Hey, are you okay?
No, not really. You know, I can't even say Jerry Petito like I want to. You know, my uncle passed away, so. I just called just to give you support because my brain's not here today, and I be hearing conversations from all over the place that don't sound right, and it damn sure don't make sense to me. But it's cool because God is so good, everything else could be ugly. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, God, I love you, and I'm so sorry to hear that, sweetheart, and thank you so much for calling in spite of.
Oh, I had to,
wow.
And great support for your guests. Keep up the good work. You know what I'm talking about? Man, tell you something.
Thank you very much. I'm very sorry. And I hope that Nana's little girl can find you some peace as well.
Oh,
yeah, I'm trying. I can really actually see demons and saints. Like, they know you by your fruit. But when you start to see, because I've been having an unusual day yesterday, which was called strange and unusual. And then I thought about it. I said, yo, today is September 9th, 2121. I said, it might be crazy. So today was just different and unusual. And if everybody knew all the conversations I had and all the things that I seen or heard or went through, oh, my God, I pray that they can survive. But I'm just keeping it, you know, keeping it awkward, trying to make sense out of everything, not to lead into my own understanding, and believe that God is good because I know he is. And, you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason. It's not for me to get stronger because, my God, how many daggone strengths do I need to deal with these people in this world? Well, I got to figure that one out later. So all I'm going to do is just forgive and move forward and try to survive because I do not want to die and nobody forget me. That's
Lord God, listen to me. No one's going to forget you, man. Tell everyone when your show is on.
My next show is this Friday, 2:30 by Will of God, part two. I can't even think. What the hell
is that? It's okay. I just want them to know when it's on. I want you to go rest, okay?
Oh, here it is.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
I got muted. The topic is New Thoughts, New Problems, 2021 Part 2. And not going too deep with the whole conversation of the thought of the topic because it's like a three-piece topic. But it's going to be a nice little thing, and at the same time, I gotta give mad love to my Uncle Don at the same time. So thank you, and you stay in prayer,
you.
and anybody who lost anybody, you know, just stay alert and always be encouraged and understand, there's always going to be a good and there's going to be a bad. You just got to figure out which one you want to hang with.
I love you, Wogan. Go rest. Thank you, sweetheart. So, Shaitlin, that's Will of God. He's also an actor. I call him a comedian. He's incredible. So we'll keep him in prayer. Thank you, sweetheart.
Absolutely.
So we have, he's usually like funny and witty and all that. So he's having, you know. So, all right, we have another caller. Let's take our next caller.
All right.
Hello, caller.
Okay, caller.
Hello. Say
all
hello.
Right, well.
Someone say hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, how you doing, Jerry? This is Antonia Babs.
Hi, sweetheart.
It's always good to hear from you. Well, hear your show, rather. And Bethann, I tell you, you know, Jerry, you hit the jackpot with that because listening to my friend named Joni, who's from over in South Philly, she introduced me to some country western singers. I've heard their name, but I didn't get to hear their music as much until I experienced Peggy Lee and Patsy Cline, you know, from the song Your Cheating Heart. And I tell you, I put Bethann when I didn't know who she was at first.
No, Tony. Everybody's butchering this girl's name. Her name is Shaylin. Lord have mercy.
Shaylin.
Yes, Shaylin. But
that's all right.
You sound like either one of them. I didn't know who it was that was singing. And I tell you, between Peggy Lee and Patsy Cline, I thought you were one of the two of them. But Shaylin, I tell you, you are very good, and you're making your mark just like they have. And it's always good to hear a great country western singer because they have such a great story behind most of the songs they sing. So God bless you, and I apologize, Jerry, you know, and congratulations.
No, you don't ever have to apologize to me. Don't go anywhere yet.
Thank
I want everyone
you.
To know who you are. Antonia Batch, first of all, you are one of my favorite people in the world. You are a hero. You are a veteran. And you know, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Antonia Batch. And your show is awesome. Tell Shaylin and everyone out there the name of your show and when it's on.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And the feeling's mutual. Let's see. It is normally on a Monday evening. It has not received a date yet, but I will say that it's the usual 9:30 p.m., and it may be in about a few weeks for all I know. And if so, the title of the show would be Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. And Shaylin, you keep continuing what you're doing, and I love you too, Jerry. So God
thank
bless
you. For
you
your
and,
I love
thank you
too.
Very much for your kind words and for tuning in. That's real sweet.
God bless you, too. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. I think we have another caller.
All right.
All right. You're so popular, little lady.
Hey, peace, and abundant divine blessings to the Hall of Famer and the class of, what are you? So many different titles. Lifetime Achiever. How you doing tonight, Jerry?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good.
And definitely enjoying this show. This inspiring artist is definitely very, very talented, and I wish you nothing but continued success, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So,
appreciate
not so
you
fast,
as well.
Not so fast, Toonie Baca Toon, a.k.a. Magic Man. Not so fast. All right? We want everyone to know about you as well. So I don't want to get confused here. So 2020? International Hall of Fame, is that correct? There you go.
Yeah,
so this is Toonie Baca Toon. Yep, that's
yeah.
one of them. So International Hall of Fame 2020. So tell us the rest. Come on. Do it for me as a favor.
The master sound therapist and the master sound healer and the grand architect of the universe. I am also a host at O&E Dynasty. Got a show coming up Thursday. Have a special honored guest. And I'll be speaking about love, peace, and soul. when we had or had access to these three elements, it allowed us to rule ourselves, each other, and the rest of the world. Coming up, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
Love you. Love you, Huni. Thank you. So do we have another caller?
Yes, we do, right here at this time on Orny Dynasty. We have caller number 10 right here, and we're proud to have him right here on the Jerry Petito Show. Also, before I, you know, bring that caller on, you know, everybody say prayers out to Will of God. Yeah. We all have conversations and situations and misunderstandings, and we say what we say, but it doesn't mean that we don't love each other. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And won't be the first, won't be the last. But, you know, first of all, he does, you know, we all know that he doesn't sound like himself. And also because, you know, he lost his uncle. And like he said, we all know about, you know, loved ones being lost. You know, Shayla and I think about, you know, my own mother and father as well. And those that song there reminded me, too, of a loving grandma. Yep. You know, I lost my grandma when I was 7 years old and lost my other grandma when I was 9. But I do remember them and their love and touch. And so that song there, you know, about Nana, and meant a lot to me tonight. So, Carly, you on the line right now.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Carly.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, good. This is Auntie Letty and her cousin Adam.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, my gosh, Shay, you are so popular. We've been trying for an hour to get through.
Well, I'm so glad you finally got through. Thank you so much.
Hey, Shillin.
Hello, Adam. How are you?
I'm good.
So I got to talk about Adam for a minute. He is one of my coolest dudes. Him and I are very, very close. And he supports me and comes to all my shows, and he's constantly buying my merchandise. And every time I see him at my show, he is wearing my Shailene Kickin' It Country t-shirt. And it means the absolute world to me. So I have one of my biggest fans on the line right now. And Adam, I just want to say thank you for always supporting me and that I love you very much.
I'm so proud of you, Shailene.
Aw, thank you. You're going to make me cry. Don't do that.
Wait, I want to say something to Adam. I want to say something. So, Adam, you're her biggest fan?
You're the biggest fan.
You're Shaylin's biggest fan? Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Did she give you her autograph yet?
Yes, she did.
All right, that's pretty cool because, you know, I still want one. Okay? I need this little lady's autograph, baby. So you guys have another couple of minutes. If you'd like to say anything else to Shailene, please do so.
So, Shay, we want to say that we are so proud of you. We cannot wait for your show in March. And we're super excited that, you know, you're starting to get recognized for your amazing voice, your amazing heart, and your amazing talent. And we love you. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet. And, again, my Aunt Letty's always bringing Adam out to see me, and it's real nice to have that support. And her parents, Abuelito and Abuelita, are actually here from Mexico right now, and they came to my last show just a few weeks ago. So please send them my love as well. Tell them hola, and I love you all.
Amazing. So, Shailene, we're coming to the close of the show. I'll be reading my radio show poem at the very end, but prior to that, I want to say my personal thank yous to you. Okay, for honoring me with another incredible interview and for helping me break another record. So you're amazing. You're a superstar. You already know that. What final words would you like to share with everyone listening and all your fans out there? The floor is yours.
I just want to, again, thank everyone for all of their continuous love and support, because artists like myself could not do what we do without your support. And I actually want to talk about a fan right now. Karen and I have been chatting during this interview, and I don't think she got to go online today, but Karen heard me on your last interview, Jerry, when I was talking about Stuck in the Ditch, and she was driving, and I was telling her not to get stuck in a ditch.
Yes,
and she's
Karen
driving again tonight, and I told her, make sure you don't get stuck in a ditch. So, Karen, She's always liking my stuff on Facebook, and she's a huge supporter as well. So to all my fans, please make sure to follow me at Shaylin Music Official on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. Download my song, The Drink, on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, iTunes, and at www.shaylinmusic.com. And make sure you're looking out because I have new merchandise, new songs, new albums, and some upcoming shows coming. So just all of you stay safe and keep kicking a country. And thank you again. And Jerry, thank you for having me this evening.
I love you, sweetheart. And, you know, Karen, hello, girlfriend. Yes, do not go into a ditch. I remember that very clearly. We love you, Karen. Yeah, she messaged me today, and so I'm glad she's listening in. This is great. So,
awesome.
Everybody, guess what time it is? It's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, our Hall of Famer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to send a shout-out to Jerry Petito. When you talk about loss today, Jerry is a counselor for recovery, and one of her, you know, her students passed away. And it affected her very, very much, so much that, you know, she was crying before the show. I had to get herself together. There's always an atmosphere. You never know what someone is going through. You know, through communication. And like I said, there's always misunderstandings, but you never know what someone's going through. So we all have to be cognizant of having an understanding, you know, before we communicate and all that. And, you know, Jerry has always had that wonderful communication with me. Through it all, right, Jerry? Through it all. You know, okay. And I have a special song for Shaylin. A special song for Lynn with Michi, who brought something up tonight that's very, very important because country music is universal. And my dedication to Jerry Petito.
One of the main men of all time in the Country Music Hall of Fame. That's right, superlatives.
Yeah.
How about a hand, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Charlie Pride? Where are you, Mr. Pride?
Thank you. Ever a chance to be old friends on the street. They wonder how does a man get to be this way.
Oh, yeah.
Always got a smile in my face. Anytime at any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you got to give some angel good morning. Let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning. Love her like the devil when you get back home. So people may try to get the secret of our happiness, but some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in the song that I always sing. You got to give some angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Give some angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Here's an angel, good morning. And let her know you think about her when you're gone. Here's an angel, good morning. Love her like the devil when you get back home.
All right. That's the way it's supposed to be right there.
Listen, y'all, if anybody want to listen to this show and archive, like we do all of our shows, you go right to Facebook at this time and also www.blogtalkradio.com. And then all you got to do is type in Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, one of the greatest singers ever lived, Charlie Pride, who was succumbed to COVID-19 last year in 2020. There'll never be another one like that, Shaylin. You know, humble guy. loving guy. And that song put him right into not only the Country Hall of Fame, but also, you know, many other Hall of Fames to boot. And we want to thank you tonight for being spectacular, dynamic, and progressive with your music and your legacy now and to come. And we thank you so much, Shaylin.
Thank you so much again for having me and talking about Charlie Pride. I do a legend show that, you know, honors all the legends, and I'm very excited to have him on there because he deserves that spot. So, again, thank you, and thank you for your kind words regarding Nana's little girl. I'm glad that they could touch you because that's all I want to do with my music. So thank you both, and I appreciate all of your support.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, to the legend of broadcasting. You know, I go back to our shows with the Nativity and our tribute to the late, great John Facenda, who Jay Batito knows I hold in high regards. Broadcasting is something we all cherish when we do it right. When we have our gift and know our gifts and don't share our gift because things get clouded in the way, that's a problem. And all of the hosts at Only Dynasty understand their gifts, and they do it on a constant basis. And then to Jerry Petito, the International Internet Radio, broadcasting enshrinee and lifetime achiever, her 51st OND syndicated station all-time connection record. We thank her tonight. And tomorrow night, we come back on these stations, ONE, that is, at Damon Network with our commissioner. Her name is Angela Thomas-Smith, and she has a show called Walking in Purpose. Outstanding, right? 9:30 Eastern Daylight, right here on these ONE stations. And, of course, Dudley Nation is advertising to ONE, which is Ola Dudley and Ngozi, and the Prize Reach, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that. Dudley.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Dudley and Ngozi at Pivots and Google Plus. Ola Dudley and Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Jerry Petito Show, as well as the historic Dudley Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. Donnie goes with my and gmail.com. Now, I'm not going to go into in my own embellishment. I think Jerry's poem would do that justice, but I'm definitely your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dudley Malay Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We thank Shaylin tonight for her outstanding performances. And now, two, the National Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2019 and the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame lifetime achiever for the class of 2021, the Georgia Jewel. The mic is yours.
The Jerry Petito Show. Imagine that. I had five shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you, asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Show Radio, Make Way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me, my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve, Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then, that station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany, my achievements, it's true. You won't believe this. Yes, this one is true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame along with Brother O. Who knew? In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Adele Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. That's right, we got the call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I, we were inducted in. International Hall of Famers, forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O. Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we've reached. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.